Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice or accessories for your tabletop gaming? Look no further than Metallic Dice Games, a premium vendor of metallic and gemstone dice. Listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase anytime by using the promo code RBP10. So head on over to metallicdicegames.com for all your gaming needs. And don't forget to use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% on any purchase. Enjoy the show.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Crypts of Azarun. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Arcane One Shots. This is Volume 3. When we last left off, you all received a letter from a priest while you were in the manor of the Baron. But you also all just leveled up to level 3. So if you would like to go down the line, we can tell everybody what you got.
And if we
Flynn
don't,
would, and if you don't,
yeah,
then it'll
if
be
we don't a, want to,
then it'll be a surprise later.
Surprise,
Flynn. What'd you get at 3?
All right, so I got to take my artificer specialty, and I am now an artillerist. And so Bung has been tinkering away, and he would have proudly showed you guys what he has named Carboy, which is a little wooden keg that has metal spider legs that crawls around, and it dispenses good beer, and sometimes it does other things.
Cool. Schroeder, you want to talk about what you got at third level?
Sure. At third level for my barbarian, I took Path of the Battle Rager, which allows me to attack on a bonus action with my spiked armor, and got lots more health. About it.
That sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty barbaric. Josh, what did you pick up?
I got second level spells, and then also went College of Glamour, because when I drop the beat, it's so funky, people just can't help themselves anymore.
Can I call you MC Glamour?
Yes. Yes, you may.
You're welcome.
Oh. Jeff?
I also got second level spells and a pact boon. I took the Pact of the Blade.
Okay. Oh.
Pact of the Blade. So that lets you, like, pull out a ghost blade or something. Is that correct?
It lets me take a weapon and make it a pact weapon. I can make it disappear and reappear and never lose it.
Nice.
Interesting.
And it always counts as magical.
You guys were standing in the Baron's manor. You had just returned from placing his wife in a falling tower, and you received a letter, and the letter read, "Father Baird has gone missing. Please send your constables at once." Signed, Tybalt Trogsden.
Trogsden!
I'm assuming this is a local church.
It is outside of town.
About a day's ride.
That seems to be the typical way. If you speak to Renoir, he will tell you that it is the Church of Saint Taragnus. He does say again that, as per the usual, they will stock you with whatever you need. Food, you guys basically have free horses at this point.
Hell
You've been
yeah.
using Did, for travel anyway.
Didn't we get a manor last time?
At the end of you were given the option to take a pact of land somewhere within the village, either a home that already exists that is empty or a space of land to build a home on. But you haven't gotten that far at this point. You've just been handed this letter right after returning.
Mm. No time to breathe.
Nope. So what's the grandiose prize after this one?
Renoir will say, I'm afraid I'm not sure. You'll have to speak to Tybalt. But it clearly sounds very serious.
Lucas, do I know anything of St. Aragnus? Is this a common deity worshipped in this area?
It is Terragnus, Terragnus.
Well, I was asking about Aragnus.
Well, I don't know anything about Aragnus. So
okay, go ahead and tell me about the tea guy.
The best that you know is that it is a saint of light. It is a saint of good.
Gives the blessing of TRT.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good place. It's a safe place.
Okay. So a holy man has gone missing. Have you ever heard of this guy, Father Baird?
Yes, he has visited. He and Tybalt both have visited the village many times to give their blessings, to take alms, and to stock up on food and what have you.
Mm. This Tybalt guy, he like a helper?
Yes, he is the head alcalite.
Ah.
He's a very charming dwarf.
Ooh. I'm charmed already.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Well.
Shall we, gents? Does anybody need anything?
I think I stocked up on extra healing stuff last time.
Yeah, I'm good on
healing.
Yeah,
you guys didn't really use any of it last time, so.
Nope.
Yeah.
That said, your travel is unimpeded. It is about a day and a half out. By the time you get there, it is probably midday. Well, let's see, if you leave in the evening, probably evening of that next day.
I will be looking for sleeping quarters in the nuns area.
What are the green boxes?
Green boxes are other alkalites. I couldn't find a good icon that I liked, so I just made boxes. But the one here is Tybalt. When you're only looking in the free icons, you don't get much.
Mm.
And I had to, I did have to pay to get dynamic lighting. It's like $4 a month. So as soon as we're done, I'm going to cancel my subscription.
Fuck you, Roll 20.
This is the only way
to get it. $4 out of my ass.
This is the most expensive lighting I've ever seen. Well, no, I take that back. Almost every video game, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's fair.
So as you can see, there are quite a few lower alkalites just wandering around the space. Carrying scrolls, reading books. There's a couple of them over by the altar, giving prayer. And Tybalt invites you in. He says, Saint Terragnus protects those who keep their faith in these dark times, and he must have sent you to us. I thank you so much for arriving in such short amount of time. I hope that your travel here was eased.
Indeed, nary a day's ride.
Yes, the village is not far. Sadly, for those who wish to come here, it is a much further journey than they normally would wish. I've called you here today because of the letter that I'm sure that you've read. Father Reginald Baird has disappeared about 3 days ago. He discovered a series of ancient catacombs beneath the well in the church's undercroft. He warned me never to go down the well and to tell the others, or to tell the others about it, in case it inspired any foolish dares among younger alkalites. However, I fear Father Baird may have been trapped or lost in the catacombs while trying to ensure that nothing dangerous was down there.
So you want us to do something stupid and go down after him?
What if we get stuck? Who's coming for us?
My friend fell in this hole. You should go in the hole and get him.
Unfortunately, we are not equipped here to take on such tasks. We are mere acolytes. Even though the icon on the screen is a dwarf with a shield and an axe.
It doesn't make me feel better about going down there.
By acolyte, you do mean acolyte, right?
Yep.
They're all named Al, though.
All named Al. Alkalites.
This is a base. They're alkalites.
Yeah. He says that... he says, I can reward each of you with 100 gold apiece and a boon of healing or aid if you will please help find Father Baird.
I am a bit of a boon hound. Now, tell me, friend, why was the good father climbing around the catacombs? What was his purpose there? Why was he drawn there?
He found the catacombs odd and, to be honest, surprising that they were even there. None of us were aware. He simply wanted to ensure that nothing dangerous was down there. And as I said, I fear that perhaps he may have gotten trapped, injured, or lost somewhere in the tunnels.
How long has he been here? How long has he served?
Father Baird has been here around 5 years. I'm not sure what drew him down the well. He never said, just that one day he decided to take a trip down there, and this is what he found.
How long has he been down there?
It's been 3 days. It's been 3 days since we've seen him.
So just so we're square, there is a well. Mm-hmm. Yes. He found the well, or he knew the well was there, but he was like, I think there's something down there.
He decided to travel down the well.
So the good reverend is like, hold my robes, and he just falls down the well.
I wish I had a better explanation.
I do too.
Something drew him down there. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. Do you have any histories of the chapel? Any old tomes that might explain why there's a massive set of catacombs underneath it?
If there is a tome, I've yet to come across it. If you're searching for some kind of blueprint, none exists to my knowledge. No lore about the well, no information that I have been able to suss out.
I'm going to go ahead and make it just an insight for shit.
Cool.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Ha.
Nailed it.
That is a gentleman's 10. This guy's shooting straight?
Seems to be, yeah.
I'm probably wrong.
You all kind of hear this sudden bang toward the backside of the church. Where if you guys scroll up a little ways, just before the altar, you can see there's a door right here.
Right there?
Yes. Yep, right there. And suddenly that door bursts open. And rushing out, you see ghouls.
Oh, God.
And following the ghouls, almost as bodyguards, you see a small group of ghasts.
Ghouls and ghasts, you say?
Screeching. They burst through.
It bursted.
And the acolytes. There you go. Did I say it right? Acolytes.
You did. Yep. Much better.
The acolytes. Maybe it's because I wish I had some alcohol. I don't know. I'm all out. The acolytes kind of scream. They begin to run, and you notice that the ghouls appear to be headed towards the acolytes themselves, while the ghasts turn their gaze to you, as if in defense of the ghouls. And we can probably roll initiative.
Oh, yeah. Rolling great tonight, guys. That's a 3.
Yeah, yo.
I rolled a 6.
I got an 18.
Nice. 22. That'll be my only positive action this entire evening. I hope you enjoyed it. This initiative brought to you by The Funk.
Give us that sponsorship.
Archibald, you have the floor.
Darn right. Everybody off of it is lava. You're not allowed to touch it.
The floor.
Well. I know nothing about undead in 5th edition. So.
I mean, they're undead.
So does it look like the ghouls got the drop on the acolytes?
Yeah.
They're going to get torn apart.
Are ghasts corporeal?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
And they smell really bad, if I'm not mistaken.
They sure do.
Oh.
All right, I got a plan.
Hide behind the gnome.
That's next round. Okay, so I'm moving up there. Okay. And then I am dropping my mantle of inspiration, gives me a glamorous appearance, which will just be for my dude. The robe opens up, chest hair sprouts out, the mustache gets a little thicker, and just funky music starts emanating from his person. And I'm going to give that dude, and that dude right over there the inspiration, which gives them 5, count them, 5 temporary hit points, and lets them immediately move their move speed without provoking an attack of opportunity.
So they can all move.
Yeah, I'm going to funk salsa my way up in front and tell them to come over here into my loving and dirty base embrace.
Horrifying. I'd rather be taken by the undead.
Right.
All right. You said this guy here, correct?
Yeah, it's probably not going to do him much good, but he can at least make a good attempt. The old College of Glamour try.
Well, I mean, it gets him out of there without an op attack, right? So
yeah.
So they will immediately move, if as you call them. Is that your end of your turn, sir?
That is my bonus action. So I guess I'll whip a rock at somebody. We'll say that dude right there. I think I'm too far away to have a normal attack with sling, so is that disadvantage? Is that how that works?
2060? Are you not within range at all?
No, it's a 30-foot range, but the beyond that range is 120.
Yes, that is
disadvantaged. Yes, it is disadvantaged.
Okay. So I'll just hit this button twice. 16.
What?
To hit the ghast in the front?
Nah. That dude who's looking at my acolyte buddy like
He has cover behind this shelving unit here.
What's cover do?
He's behind something.
He's got his
it's because they're
AC like... He goes up by 2.
Yeah, I apologize. So let me re-explain these. These are bookshelves. Oh, sorry. No, they're not bookshelves. Bookshelves are in a different room.
Pews.
These are pews. So he would have partial cover. Mm-hmm. So
just a parch.
Yeah.
So it's AC goes up by
2.
I'm swinging on that anyway.
It's a hit.
All right. Sniped.
What's your damage? 6 damage?
The first one, because I was rolling with disadvantage, so 4. I will admit to getting the lesser of the damage.
That's... Oh, I guess that works.
Get rocked.
That goes to me. Let's see.
You rolled an 18 initiative, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 19.
I was just asking Jeff what he rolled. Did I see it now?
It was an 18. I had to look too.
So he can't quite get to you.
Yeah.
He will step forward. He will step forward. He will step forward. From there we go to Jeff. Best they can do is move closer to you at this point.
So all the guests moved forward in the room towards us, right?
They did.
Okay.
They're trying to clog that hallway between the pews there.
Clogging up with pew.
Don't clog my pew.
Actually, I need to.
Boots is going to charge in. He will cast Hex as a bonus action and take a swing at the first one.
Get him, Boots.
Okay. This little square right above you, this guy looks to be a little sickly.
Who?
In fact, I need you to make a con save.
Who, me?
Yeah. Because of the ghast stench, you are within 5 feet.
That's a 13.
That is a save. You are immune for the rest of, I guess, the rest of the day. Doesn't give me a time frame, but we'll go with 24 hours. Congratulations.
Okay.
Up there, bringing Hexy back.
Hey, Brian. That's a 23 to hit.
Wrecked.
That would be a hit.
There we go. 13 damage.
Nice.
Wrecked him.
It's a good hit. He is still standing. Squeals a little bit. Then it goes to... you're done, right?
Yes.
Now it is the ghoul's turn. Okay, now I gotta roll to see if they can grapple each of these acolytes.
Getting their grabbers out.
This one down here misses his grapple. The acolyte manages to get out of the way. Moving up closer to the altar. This acolyte has been grappled. In fact, I'm going to put this guy on top of him. That way I know. That one has been grappled. And the top one has missed. So two of the acolytes have been grappled by ghouls. Then it goes to... did you guys both roll a 6 on your initiative?
No, I...
Sorry, I thought I saw you had both 6s.
No, I rolled... No, he rolled a 6 earlier. I rolled a 6. He rolled a...
I rolled a 1.
He rolled a crit fail.
What's your total?
3.
Okay, thank you. So it is Schroeder.
Okay. I will go 1, or 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And I will chuck... Oop. And I will chuck a javelin at the ghast that's closest to us.
Okay.
Okay. For an 18? Nope. For, wait, what? Oh,
I don't know what that is.
For a 12.
That is a miss.
Homeboy rolls a 6 and can still pull out double digits to hit.
Yikes.
Just missed him. Flynn.
Oh, yeah. All right. I am going to, let's see. I'm going to move. We'll go. Oh, dang it. I need my grabber hand. I'm going to move right here. And I'm going to uncinch my my bunghole. Mm-hmm, and I'm going to whistle. And Carboy is going to pop out.
Gonna That's whistle my action. Through your bunghole?
Yep.
Okay.
And Carboy's going to pop out and start revving up and ticker tack. Oh, can I get a little Carboy icon? A
little token.
A little Carboy token? Little token?
What is it supposed to look like?
He is a keg with robot spider legs. But he can look like anything, including a keg or a spider.
Make him a bug.
Let me see if I can find a good spider. The barrels just look like circles.
How big is he? Pop up
behind you, next to you? Where's he at?
Let's put him right there in that square.
Huh.
All right. Carboy is going to fire on this dude right here.
Okay. You have been assigned the spider. You can move it as you will. So let me go ahead and move him and attack him, attack with him however you wish.
All right. So that's a 12 to hit.
The same ghast in the front?
Yes, this one.
That is another miss.
Piss. Well,
How many rounds do you have the spider?
Until I take a long rest. Or he dies.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Cool. Top of the order. Josh.
Woo. I gonna go ahead. I'm gonna give the old huggy barbarian bardic inspiration.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it this one? Yeah. And then that's a bonus action. So I'll go ahead and I gave him love once, so I will give that one some more love.
You didn't have to roll twice on that, did you? You were attacking the back one.
Yeah. I got 16 again. 6 damage.
To the same one?
Yeah, so this dude, right?
Yes. That is another hit.
Yeah! Suck rock, nerd! Oh, all that right. Guy's even closer. I'm going to go ahead and take my advanced position right here.
Makes sense. Buddy.
I'll get my stumpy legs up to you there eventually, Jeff.
Is that your turn?
That's it.
All right. To the ghasts, the one right here will attempt to... let's see. He's going to attempt to claw you.
Okay.
That is a natural 20, sir. For a 25.
Okay.
Uh, That is 9 damage. And I need you to make a con save.
So is a critical claw attack against the tabaxi just like petting it the wrong way?
Yeah, I guess so.
Against the hairs.
Oh boy.
Oh, no.
That's 7.
You, sir, are paralyzed for 1 minute.
Oh!
Or until save. So I guess that means you get to make a save every turn on your turn. Which you will be next, but that was just the first ghast.
And that was from the claw?
That was from the claw.
I made my concentration check.
Nice. Oh, nice.
You're doing a concentration check? Oh, perfect.
For Hex.
Yeah, I forgot about that. This ghast, instead of attacking, is going to attempt to grapple the acolyte next to it. It will fail. The rest of them will remain where they are, again, to try to clog the walkway. So then we will now go to you, Jeff. You can try to make your save.
Oh, I do get to try it each round?
You get a save on your round. It says until save, so I assume you make a save on your turn.
That's 14.
Then you are no longer paralyzed.
Okay, well, but that eats my turn, right?
It's yes.
At the end?
Okay. Correct. Yeah, because with paralyzed, you wouldn't be able to do anything at all.
Right.
Can you hold concentration when you're paralyzed?
Yes, you can still take mental actions.
Okay. All right, so then we jump from Jeff to the ghouls. So this ghoul here will once again attempt to grapple. He will succeed this time.
Oh, no.
Am I not on the right? Oh, here we go. So this guy has a hold of this guy. This guy is going to take the acolyte and move.
Oh no.
Back into that doorway.
That's my acolyte.
Only half his speed.
Yeah. He had the speed to get into that room. The others may not. Yep, he's only going to get that far. And this one needs to attempt to grapple again. And he will succeed. Okay. That is the ghouls. We will now go back to
me.
Sure.
Alright. 1, 2, 3.
Need you to make a con save, sir. Well done.
So I'm immune now, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Smells good. Really bad, though.
I've smelled Boots when he didn't get all the shit off his ass.
It's true.
It is true.
What do you mean when?
Dingleberries just hanging around.
Yeah. All right, so I will go ahead and attack with my Warhammer.
Okay.
1d20 for an 18.
That's a hit.
So that is 1d10 plus 4 for 13 damage.
Excellent. It's a lot of damage. Something you guys have noticed about these ghasts are that their eyes glow like an emerald green color. Schroeder, go ahead and make me a perception check.
Hmm.
the more and more you hit this thing, the glow kind of seems to be getting dimmer. That's plenty. You're right in front of its face. You notice that as it dims, it almost looks like it doesn't necessarily look like it's just like the sockets glowing. It looks like there's almost something in the sockets. Something shiny.
Ooh.
Flynn, it's on you.
No, it's not. Right. I have a bonus action. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
And I will be going ahead and attacking with my spike armor as a bonus.
Okay.
Okay. One minute. Roll on. Okay. 17, which I'm assuming hits.
It does.
Roll on D4. For another 8 damage.
Okay. He is still standing, but seems to be teetering a little. Now it's on Flynn.
All right.
How much is this thing taking, Josh?
I haven't hit it at all. I've been hitting this one because I'm used to it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I hit it for 13.
Okay. And I just hit him for another 21.
Are they taking half damage?
Oh, no.
All right. I'm going to send Carboy up here in a tactical maneuver and have him fire on. Oh, you guys probably got that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead. This one. Force ballista. God damn.
You're rolling good damage. You just gotta make
He's
it
just
work.
Blasting pews. He fires little corks.
Your macros corks. Do include your pluses, right?
Let me check something real quick.
Yeah, you might want to check that and make sure it's not just a flat.
Yeah, it is.
D20.
Plus six, yep. all right, well, it's all right, Carboy. Just breathe, buddy. I'll try to firebolt this guy.
Okay.
14.
Missed.
What the fuck?
We roll into this church. You roll out
a
powder.
Kidding. It's a hit.
You just start blowing holes in walls and pews.
I'm kidding. It's well, a hit.
Okay, 6 damage. Motherfucker.
That one was enough to blast him down.
Just like daddy taught you, Carboy. Come on now, son.
He did.
And you're just rearranging the house of the Lord with explosives.
You notice, I guess Jeff and Schroeder both, you would notice as soon as this thing hits the ground, what's inside the skull kind of rattles and falls out, and they appear to be emeralds.
Dibs.
I don't think you can call dibs when two people are within arm's reach.
I have an idea.
Top of the order, I think, right?
Put them way up your butt.
quick, into my bunghole.
Tis on you, Josh.
I will give the cat friend bardic energy. That way, if he gets pet the wrong way, he won't get all tense.
Okay.
He won't just f***ing die.
And I will...
He's got 9 lives. He's fine.
I will tactically hide behind this acolyte. And swing on that fool right there.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'm going for that guy.
Wait, well, sorry, I missed it.
I'm going for the one hugging the other one.
Okay.
It's happening. Yeah. How's this work? What do I got to roll? Do I have advantage or disadvantage?
I don't remember. Because he's in grapple.
Right. Get grappled.
Jeff, do you recall?
What's that? I'm sorry.
He's attacking somebody who's in a grapple.
Fire next to melee.
Are you attacking the grappler?
Yes.
Then nothing. It's just a straight attack.
It's a straight attack?
Yep.
Okay.
Rolling a 12 at him.
12 will hit.
Pachoo! 4 damage. We will rock you.
Alright. That's a good hit. Is that you?
You good? I'm also going to ask why these three acolytes have just kind of been milling about instead of getting out of the way.
Well, I didn't really give them an initiative.
It's been 2 turns. They're probably out the front by this point.
I'm encouraging them to move along, little doggies. Or to at least hide.
Here, we'll go ahead and move these guys down.
Yeah.
These guys are definitely out of the way. The rest of them have been grappled.
Yep.
All right, so it is the Ghast turn.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you? You are a Ghast in the house of the Lord. Is that a pun? Sounds
fun. Oh, hell yeah.
All right, so this Ghast will come upon Jeff.
Come upon me.
Oh, I'm betting that's going to miss. Does a 13 hit?
That's a miss.
I wish I went before you, Jeff.
He attempts to bite you.
Yeah.
He attempts to bite you as you move out of the way. We will then go to Jeff.
Okay.
Do you get to reassign your hex?
Yeah, as a bonus action, I'll reassign my hex to this fella back here.
Okay.
I'm going to run back to here. This one will get an attack of opportunity.
14
what
hit.
The fuck are you doing?
It's a miss.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast darkness right here.
Nice.
Hey folks, thanks for listening. Crypts of Azeroth, written by Kelsey Dion. Music by Magmi Soundtracks. Being used under Creative Commons License 0.0.